And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today we stay in the area, geographically that is, as he tells us about a dramatic film from South Africa. It's called Skin.
I saw it in Washington, D.C. during a film festival. I hadn't actually heard of the film at all. It's getting a release in the UK, but very limited, at the Institute of Contemporary Arts, which I think's a great pity because it's one of the more interesting films about a country you know something about,
yes,
South Africa.
Exactly. I must tell you, it wasn't easy to find it on the internet. So it obviously isn't very publicised. It doesn't have a wide distribution. But I managed to watch the trailer and I was very moved by what I saw.
I was wondering whether you knew anything of the background of the story.
Do you tell us what the story's about?
Well, I was going to, and then I thought, oh dear, I've forgotten the name of the young woman herself.
The young woman, Sandra Lang.
Sandra, that's right.
Yes.
She was born, I think, in the 60s or earlier.
In the 1950s to a couple of white Afrikaners.
And she is quite black. She's played when she's an adult by Sophie Okinado, who's on the stage in England quite a deal and appeared in Hotel Rwanda, for instance.
Right.
Her parents, by the way, are played by Alice Krieger, who's an actress originally from South Africa, and by Sam Neill from New Zealand via Australia.
They have very convincing Afrikaans accents.
I have never been unfaithful to my husband. If there is black blood in our veins, we never knew about it.
I'm telling you, she's white. I'm her father.
They're actually very convincing in the film, which I'd have to tell you is a very sad film, and about some of the dire consequences of apartheid. Basically, young Sandra, they want to send her to a school where her white-looking brother has been a student. And you can see in the 60s how strange this looks and the reaction of the teachers, of the girls, of the parents.
Sandra does not belong here. Sandra is a disruption.
Why are they all stealing?
Yes, I said she looks completely black.
She looks completely black.
But her parents are white. And this raises a dilemma all throughout the story that how do you classify her and what are the criteria that were used in South Africa at the time for classifying people according to race? And her father, who's a very strong-minded Afrikaner type, is very insistent that she's white. At one stage, then, a doctor suggests that way back some of the ancestry could be black, and he won't hear a thing about that.
There's a plausible genetic explanation for Sandra's appearance.
Two white-looking parents can produce a child that's quite a lot darker than themselves. This phenomenon is commonly known as a throwback.
So she's classified, she's reclassified, she's not allowed in the school, she has to go home. And then, as she grows up, she's attracted by a young man in the village.
Pietus is a black man. He understands them all.
And she goes off with him, and the father cuts her off.
If you don't come now, you will never see your family again, I promise you.
So the latter part of the film is her struggle, and the young man is a bit of a rotter and abandons her. She has children. And so during the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, she has a very hard life, and her mother would like to contact her but is so dominated by the outlook of the father. So that emotional tension is very, very strong.
She's your daughter.
She made that choice.
Please, Mama, I need to see you.
But there was a postscript to say that she's alive and well and
so it's also based on a true story, right?
Yes.
It's a ferocious but very truthful photograph of South Africa during the apartheid era. It shows what situations the non-whites, as they used to call them, had to live with, the humiliation of being a non-white in a white-minded society. And it also has a lot of film footage it's probably reconstructed sets, but in what were the camps that the non-whites lived in.
Yes, especially in the scenes in the, of the 1980s, right, before, right, the end of apartheid.
With the bulldozers, yes, coming in. And
that's right, yes, yeah, pulling them down.
Very, very powerful.
I remember hearing some years ago from our superior general of our congregation, and he'd visited South Africa, and it had never occurred to me, but he pointed out that black South Africans could never go to midnight mass for Christmas because of the curfew.
Absolutely.
It was just one of those things that had never occurred to me and brought home the reality.
Do you know, black South Africans couldn't even cross town if they didn't have the authorization of their employers, who could be a little boy of 11 who just had to sign an authorization for a 50 or 60-year-old man who wanted to go home for the day.
Yes, it certainly
is. That humiliating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, human dignity doesn't enter in.
But yes, let's recommend this film, shall we, Peter?
Yes, if it comes around, and I hope it would get wider distribution than seems to be the case at the moment.
You can't help what you are born with, but you can help what you become.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.